I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. In the lead-up to the 2021 Canadian federal election, CJRU reached out to each candidate running in the Toronto Centre riding. The incumbent MP is the Liberal Party's Marcy Ian. CJRU contacted her office to request an interview prior to this episode. There was no response to our request at this time. Ian became Toronto Centre's MP after winning a by-election on October 26, 2020. Ian replaced former Liberal Finance Minister Bill Morneau, who resigned on August 17, 2020. Ian won 42% of the vote in the by-election. This was followed by Green Party leader Anna May Paul with 32%, and the NDP's Brian Chang with 17%. Paul and Chang are both running in the 2021 federal election as well. Ian is a former journalist for CTV, a graduate of X University's RTA and media program, and a resident of Toronto Centre's St. Jamestown.
I'm Marcy, and my story begins right here in the heart of St. Jamestown. My parents immigrated to this country like so many others, with hopes and dreams for our family. People of Toronto Centre took care of us. They gave us our start. My story has come full circle. I stand here, my parents' dream realized. I'd started a career in journalism and went on to become the first Black woman to host a national morning show in Canada. I was able to use my voice to highlight issues of race, mental health, and equity. I decided I absolutely had to run to be your voice in Ottawa, because for families in Toronto Centre for whom food insecurity, prejudice, and housing overcrowding continue to be far too common, I knew there was much more I could try to do to help. With Justin Trudeau, I fought to accelerate the fight against climate change by banning single-use plastics and working towards net zero emissions by 2050. We've battled the pandemic and have successfully gotten vaccine into the arms of millions of Canadians. But the work isn't done. The stakes for Toronto Centre have never been higher. When Conservative politicians say, "Take Canada back," it is marginalized communities, families, the environment that will bear the brunt of it. Dreams and hopes of millions, like my mom's and dad's, is what is at stake. That's why I'm running for re-election, to continue to be your voice in Parliament. And I cannot do it without your support. Join me to ensure our future as a community and as a country.
One of the key issues driving Ian's platform is addressing the vulnerable communities of Toronto Centre, especially as Canadians continue to deal with the COVID-19 pandemic.
The connection with youth has never stopped. It's one of the primary reasons that I ran. I've got a 17-year-old and a 9-year-old at home, and I wanted them to see that someone like me, that looked like me, could be in the halls of power. I wanted them to dream bigger. I wanted them to dream bolder. While at Ryerson, you mentioned that I am a grad, and I am, but while I was there, I founded, co-founded a scholarship for young people from my program and made sure that they were given to kids that were coming from communities where they might struggle to pay tuition. And so one of the first things that we did after winning the by-election was create a youth council. I said, listen, young people are the wisest people I know. One of my best advisors is my 17-year-old, and I want to hear their ideas. I want to hear what they care about. I want to hear the challenges. I want to hear their creativity. And so that's what we did. So the connection with young people hasn't stopped.
During a September 2nd all candidates debate, Ian outlines how her party will support these communities. This includes childcare, youth employment, and affordable housing.
I want to start with the vulnerable communities. We know, and this pandemic has laid bare, who the vulnerable are. We can no longer say we didn't know, we didn't see, we see. And a lot of them are in this riding. So when it comes to the government, our government, having the backs of people in Toronto Center and Canada, we have, whether it's CERB, whether it's wage benefits, whether it's child benefits. And I will add that being the 100th woman sworn into Parliament and the only Black woman there this past session, it was interesting to see because I went in thinking, hey, we should all be getting along, right? We're here to serve people during a pandemic, right? Not right. What I saw was a child benefit top-up, a bill that was presented in January and didn't get through until June because there was filibustering by the Conservative Party, by the NDP, and it finally got through. But we've been there. We've been there for the people of Toronto Centre and will continue to be there for the most vulnerable. And what our plan is costed childcare. And it has been done in consultation, which is so important, with provinces. 8 provinces have signed on. We're still waiting for Ontario. We hope that happens. But when you have provinces that are actually led by, you know, conservative premiers saying, hey, this is a good plan, we know that we're onto something. $10 a day childcare and cutting childcare in half, then $10 a day childcare in 5 years' time is going to make a huge difference for women in this country. And this is why we've called it a she-covery. We know that by and large, women have been impacted by this pandemic. The women of Toronto Centre are on the front lines. They're PSWs, they're medical workers, they're teachers, they're grocery store workers. They're the people that are getting communities through, and we have their back. They have said to me, childcare is the number one issue because many of the people who've had to make decisions about who stays home with the kids while they're learning at home are women.
In terms of addressing X University's name change to remove the colonial legacy of Egerton Ryerson, the school's namesake, Ian says she supports the 22 recommendations from the Standing Strong Task Force.
I sat on the board of Ryerson for 5 years before I ran, and I was happy when this came up. I was happy when the president struck a working committee with regards to this, and I absolutely agree that the name should change. I said it before, I'm saying it again. It represents trauma. It really does. And people will say, well, it's just a name. It's just a statue. If you are somebody who has been impacted, and frankly, we all have been impacted by this, then that's just not good enough. There is no longer a Langevin block for the same reason. You know, Dundas Street will likely be next. This is a national reckoning with local implications, and it's absolutely the right thing. Somebody said to me when I was out and met a constituent just the other day, she said, you know, Marcy, if we don't get Indigenous rights and Indigenous reconciliation right, nothing matters. And I tend to agree. I worked hard as a journalist even before I got here with regards to that, and I will continue to work hard with regards to that.
Toronto Centre has been a Liberal stronghold since 1993. This will be Ian's first federal election after entering politics during the 2020 by-election. Audio segments are courtesy of Marcy Ian's campaign team and X University's Democratic Engagement Exchange. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.